Hello, everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I am your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 44th episode of I'm Batman, the podcast. The show where I chronologically review each and every episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. So let's dance the dance they dance in France. Let's get to it. This week's episode is titled Off Balance. Original air date November 23rd, 1992. The title card is a black and white image of the bat symbol fractured into vertical slices, and it looks pretty cool. Like, I would hang this as a poster. It looks pretty cool. We start off at the Statue of Liberty, or the Statue of Justice as it is known in this world. A man is waiting at the torch part of the statue, and he is angry because he's been waiting for an hour and no one has shown up. Batman shows up, and it's revealed that it's a trap Batman set up. The man's name is Twitch, and Batman wants information on something called the Society of Shadows. Twitch tells Batman everything he knows. The Society is going to steal some sort of ultrasound gizmo tonight, and he tells him their leader is a man named Vertigo. But before he can continue, Batman is attacked by a weird ninja person who kind of looks like a member of Cobra from G.I. Joe. As Batman fights one guy, another appears and he throws Twitch off the statue into the water below, killing him. Batman gets angry and says, "You'll pay for that." And I'm sure it's only because Batman wanted to be the person who killed Twitch. The ninjas escape via zipline, but Batman catches up to them. He beats them up. Then the ninjas know they're no match for Batman, so they press something in their mask. They put their hands like below their throat, like if they're choking themselves. And then like just green smoke comes out of their mask. And it appears to kill them, because even Batman looks away like, oh god. So dude, they committed suicide. Batman removes their visors, and we just see their unblinking dead eyes. Like, he even touches them at one point, and they're just limp. And Batman seems to react in a very angry manner. So already you could tell this is a pretty dark episode. We see that Batman is being watched from far away by a beautiful black-haired woman dressed all in black. And she actually looks a lot like the Baroness from G.I. Joe, but without the glasses. And suddenly, I am super excited for this episode. We cut to Commissioner Gordon at a gun range. When Batman shows up, Batman decides that the best way to appear is in the shadows of the targets. You know, the ones that Gordon was just shooting at. Yeah, that's a good place to hide there, Batman. Batman tells Gordon that Twitch got away and that the ninjas, quote unquote, erased their memories. Yeah, whatever, Batman. I guess you can call it that. Because I'm sure if I killed myself, my memories would be erased too. Batman figures that the Society is going to steal a new sonic drill being developed by Wayne Industries, so he tells Gordon to have Bullock add extra men to the watch. We cut to a train arriving with the drill, and Lucius Fox is there along with Bullock and some cops, and he tells us all about the drill.
You don't want us to touch the drill, right, Mr. Fox?
Not unless you have to. And be careful. It's the only working prototype from our lab in Chicago. And I don't want to be the guy who has to tell Mr. Wayne it broke before we got it to headquarters for the final shakedown.
But I thought you said it could be dangerous.
Well, it's intended for use in building excavations, oil rigs, and the like, but...
The screen gets wavy, and yellow swirls start appearing. Bullock and Fox and the rest of the cops start getting dizzy and losing their balance as they see the entire dock around them start swirling. Like if this was the movie Inception. Like, it looks pretty cool. Everything's like swirling together and buildings are like collapsing on top of each other. It's a pretty, really good visual. We meet the villain of the episode, and it's a man named Vertigo. And he looks like a wimpy Kevin Bacon with a blonde flat top. He's like a German who dresses like a general of sorts. He looks like one of like the generals in... Okay, he's kind of dressed like Magneto dresses in the first X-Men movie. That's kind of how I can describe him. and he has a device on his eye that emits sonic waves that cause everything to get disoriented. While he distracts everyone, more ninjas appear and they steal the sonic drill. Batman shows up and just beats the crap out of Vertigo. I mean, seriously, like, Vertigo's stupid eye thing has, like, very little effect on Batman, who just beats this guy to a pulp. A knife is thrown in between Vertigo and Batman, and it sticks on a crate. So they both turn, and they see the woman in black. Vertigo recognizes her, and he says, "You." And Batman gets nailed in the back of the head with the sonic drill by one of the ninjas, causing Batman to get knocked out. So Batman just got pistol whipped. Vertigo escapes on a weird plane that looks like a World War I fighter plane, but with a propeller on top, and it's colored yellow, so it looks like a weird, just cartoony plane. He tells his ninjas that they have to get back before the tolling of the hour, and they leave as Batman regains consciousness. We cut to the Batcave, where Alfred is talking to Batman, but we also see him cleaning the giant penny Batman keeps in his Batcave. Fun fact, most people think that the giant penny is the coin that Two-Face tried killing Batman with in the episode Almost Got Him. But in actuality, it's a giant penny he kept as a trophy from when he captured a little-known villain known as the Penny Plunderer. That's true. Check out the comic books or Google it. Batman is trying to figure out who the woman in black is and how she wasn't affected by Vertigo's weapon, which then Batman explains in detail.
That eyepiece of his, I think it gives off some kind of radiation. It must distort visual perception and sense of balance somehow, creating the illusion that everything around you is topsy-turvy.
Batman remembers Vertigo set returning before the tolling of the hour, which suggests the hideout is a clock tower or a church, and how Vertigo then flew west. Alfred tells Batman to take a break because soon he will know his right from his left, and Batman has a eureka moment. And Alfred makes one of his best quips ever on this show.
Alfred, you're brilliant.
Yeah, so I've heard.
Batman figures out that with his senses being all messed up, Vertigo flew east, not west. He looks at possible hideouts in the direction and finds three choices. Now, Bat family, let's play a game. I'll give you the three choices, and you figure out which one is the hideout for the evil villain in charge of a ninja organization. Choice one. A small church at a farm like Little House on the Prairie. Choice 2. A bigger church like a mission out in the valleys. Or choice 3. An enormous evil castle, Dracula looking castle, on the edge of a cliff overlooking the ocean, complete with a full moon and dark clouds. If you chose 3, then you're on par with the world's greatest detective. Batman is in the woods trying to get into the castle when he notices ninjas all over the woods, and the girl in black walking as well, or woman in black, I should say. The ninjas appear, and they attack the woman, but she puts up a hell of a fight. Batman then shows up, and he turns into a braggy teenager all of a sudden. Batman beats up, like, one ninja, while the woman beats up, like, 5, and Batman says, 4 against 1, nasty odds. But he says it in the voice of when a guy is trying to break the ice with a girl to start flirting. Like, oh, hey, you know, that's a nice sweater you have there. Or something like that. Yeah, because that's a great pickup line, right? That's a... God, I'm so lonely. Batman and the girl beat up more ninjas. But one of the ninjas cuts off Batman's utility belt. The ninjas appear with the sonic drill and they use it. The ground begins to shake and a huge sinkhole appears. Batman and the girl fall into the hole below and they're taken hostage. We cut to a cell where the girl is tending to Batman's wounds. Batman is laying down without his mask and he freaks the hell out when he notices that his mask is off. He asks her who she is and she gives him the answer.
Just who are you? What are you doing here?
My name is Talia. And I, too, have business with the Society of Shadows.
What kind of business?
Personal business, such as I imagine yours must be.
Point taken.
Oh, man, this is awesome! I love Talia! If you don't know who she is, well, okay, you're going to be in for a treat, which I do not want to spoil right now. We don't get her last name here, so for now, she's just Talia, and I'll leave it at that. Batman tries to unlock the door to the cell, but he notices his utility belt is missing. Luckily, Talia has a lockpick hitting in her hair, like I'm sure all women have. I wouldn't know. I haven't touched a woman's hair in years. Or touched the woman at all, for that matter. Talia opens the door and tells Batman that they make a good team. Jeez, this is like when Angela Jolie and Brad Pitt got together. It's like the most attractive people ever being in a relationship. Like, I mean, sure, Batman has, like, hooked up with Catwoman. But Catwoman's, you know, she's a bit on the dirtier side. But, man, Talia, she is all kick-ass and class. Talia is awesome. Batman and Talia knock out some guards using karate chops. As Talia tells Batman that Vertigo used to work for her father, but he was kicked out when her father saw the evil in Vertigo's soul. Her father sent her to retrieve the weapon and keep it out of Vertigo's hands. So, interesting. Her father sounds like a ghoul guy. I mean, cool guy. Talia leads Batman to the lab where the sonic drill is being kept. The door is unlocked, so they both realize they are stepping into a trap, but have no choice but to do so. Once they step in, they are attacked by Vertigo's eye wavy thing. And Vertigo grabs the sonic drill and tells Batman and Talia that the room has been rigged with traps to kill them. And that once he leaves the room, there are duplicate Vertigo devices to make sure they don't escape. Talia says that her contact lenses were what protected her from the Vertigo device earlier, but she lost them when they fell into the hole. And Batman is like, whatever, I'll show you how much of a badass I am. He grabs her hand and tells her to trust him. Then she like gets lost in Batman's eyes or something, because she seems to totally be in love with him as he grabs her hand. Although to be fair, I'm sure almost all women would fall in love with Batman once he grabbed their hand. They walk across the wavy room and a pit opens up, but they jump and they avoid it. And then a blade comes off and almost chops off their head, but no, Batman ducks. And then knives shoot out of the walls and Batman manages to dodge them. And then spikes pop out of the floor, but Batman's like one step ahead. They reach the other side and Batman explains that all he did was close his eyes. That's all he did to get through this room. And Talia is like super impressed. And okay, I was going to mention that this is the first time I saw the vertical weapon because... I'm sorry, I completely messed up that sentence. I was going to mention the first time I saw the vertigo weapon that it shouldn't be a big deal because we've seen Batman fight blindfolded. He's practiced blindfolded. So this thing should be like zero problem for him. Hell, even in the same episode, we saw Batman just annihilate Vertigo earlier. So I think Batman was just pretending to be dizzy, just so it could be even more impressive to Talia that he got through this room. Batman and Talia reach the bell tower where Vertigo is. Like, he's upstairs waiting for his plane. And it's very reminiscent of the Batman 1989 movie. I like this scene. Vertigo is about to leave, but he hears Batman talk and decides not to. Dude, what a moron! You get the hell out of there, man! Especially since Batman just beat the crap out of you very easily, like about 20 minutes earlier. I don't get it. Vertigo uses the sonic drill to destroy the steps Batman and Talia are standing on. And Talia says that she can't take any more of this. And there's only one thing to do. She jumps and it looks like she's committing suicide. But since we already got that in the episode, instead she grabs onto the ropes, which causes the bell to start ringing. And I know it sounds like I'm using wrestling talk here, but no. She grabs onto the ropes that ring the church bells. The bells are like super huge, like the size of a house bells. And they ring right next to Vertigo, causing him to start screaming in pain, grabbing his ears. Batman then also jumps on the ropes and more bells ring. Vertigo can't take the noise and he jumps off the tower. Jeez, what is it with suicide in this episode? And you know how I'm sure he's dead? Because we never see him again. Ever. I don't even think he's ever mentioned again. Not in this series and not in the follow-up, not in Justice League. I think he's just dead. Batman and Talia retrieve the sonic drill as they walk. They retrieve the sonic drill, and as they walk away, Talia explains that the Society of Shadows is weak and they're not what they used to be. So without Vertigo there to lead them, they will disband. Batman says that he has to return the sonic drill to Gotham, but Talia says, "Wait, I can't let you leave like this." Batman turns around with the goofiest smile on his face because I'm sure he knows Talia is going to kiss him now. He turns around with the smile like, "Oh yeah, I knew it. I know you want me." Nope. She puts a gun to his head and she tells him to hand over the sonic drill. Batman figures out that Talia works for the Society of Shadows because she knew the layout of the hideout perfectly. Yeah, gee, way to figure it out on time there, Batman. Batman puts a pin or some sort of device into the barrel of the drill, and he hands it over to Talia. She escapes on that weird helicopter plane that Vertigo had earlier. We cut to the plane flying over some mountains, and Talia speaks with her father. We see a cloaked figure from behind and a close-up of his mouth, but we do not see his face. Now, I'm going to play the whole clip. It's kind of long, but I like this so much.
Vertigo has been dealt with, father.
Small wonder you seem so pleased. Then your mission?
A complete success. I secured this, just as you asked.
Then choose a target and test it, daughter.
We must be certain it has survived its ordeal intact.
Somehow.
So even in defeat, the detective manages to achieve some small measure of victory. As you said, detective, this is not over.
The man turns around, he faces the camera straight on, and we see that it is Ra's al Ghul. Holy crap, that is awesome! The end. All right, so we got some after show notes here. This episode is actually really good. The story is pretty cool and it feels like a classic adventure, like a type of like classic Indiana Jones or pulp novel like adventure, like The Phantom or something to that degree. So I really just like the feel of it. The animation is really good, although Batman looks super huge. Like he did in the episode with the, I believe it was his Silicon Soul, where Batman just looks like, dude, he looks like the Hulk with a mask. Like, I know Batman is muscular, but right here he's like enormous. I was totally not expecting Talia and Ra's al Ghul to make an appearance, because when I saw that this episode was next, I thought it was another bad episode because I never liked Vertigo. I thought he was just a lame villain. And for some reason, I remember Vertigo working with Red Claw. So I was not expecting Talia. So that was like a really nice surprise for me. I love the character of Talia. She's like Black Widow, but actually cool. And not an overhyped bad actress like the Black Widow is from the Avengers movies.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger, ready to move out.
Alright, and it's time for the Batcave Archives. The Batcave Archives, it's where I rank every episode we have reviewed thus far. This is episode 44. At the top of the list, we have the episode Almost Got Him, which is the episode where all the villains discuss different stories on how they almost killed Batman. And at number 43, we have the episode Prophecy of Doom, which is an episode where Batman fights an old man who pretends to see the future, but he's actually ripping off rich people. It's really, really bad. Where did this episode fall? As I mentioned, I was not expecting Talia al Ghul and Ra's al Ghul to show up, so that was just a nice surprise for me. It really elevated this episode for me, Because as I said, I've never liked Vertigo. I remember this episode. I remember not liking Vertigo. So I was kind of looking to this is a bad episode. God, I'll just get through it. But when Talia showed up and it was the team up of Talia and Batman, it surprised me because obviously I didn't remember this part of the episode. So I think it elevated it for me, as I mentioned earlier. Now, where would I rank this? In the middle, we have the episode Tiger Tiger, which is the episode where Catwoman gets turned into a literal Catwoman. It's a very sci-fi heavy episode with very, 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 very inspired by the Island of Dr. Moreau with the turning humans and or human animal hybrids and such. I think this episode is better than that. Above that, we have Heart of Steel Part 2, which is the episode with the robots. Ah, geez, this seems like a tie to me. Above that, we have Terror in the Sky, which is the Man-Bat episode. Once again, that episode is kind of a personal favorite of mine, just based on the animation alone, because I think the animation is just amazing on that episode. It was the pilot episode, after all. Oh, you know what? I apologize. Terror in the Sky was not the pilot episode. Terror in the Sky was the second Man-Bat episode, and that's the episode where Man-Bat's wife is the one that's turning into Man-Bat, or She-Bat, as I call her. I think this episode is actually not as good as the robot ones, but it is better than Tiger Tiger. So this episode will be placed right in the middle of the list. It will be our new number 22. So at number 22, we have the episode Off Balance. And I think that's going to be it for this week, everybody. Thank you for listening. I know it's been a while since we've done a regular episode with the whole Christmas and New Year's. Kind of had like a weird schedule. And I decided to do the Gotham Goes Hollywood episodes of Batman Returns and the Turkish Spider-Man, which I think was like just a fun treat. I realized that in 2 weeks, it will actually be the 1 year anniversary of the I'm Batman, the podcast. The first episode was uploaded on January 16. So, wow, it's been a year already, and I've had a blast doing this podcast. I have fun. It's one of the highlights of my week, coming home to review this, write it, and record it for all of you. I want to say thanks to everybody who's been a guest on my show for taking some time of your day to do this with me. And I want to thank everybody that's been listening, whether you've been listening from the very start or a new listener yourself. I want to thank you for supporting this hobby that I have. It's something that I do for fun, to show my love of the fandom for Batman, just to show my passion for it. And I want to thank you, everybody, for listening to me week after week. So, once again, thank you for listening. And remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episodes or the show in general, send them to captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. I have been your host, Captain Marvelous. And remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are
Detective